This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, well, TGL is over. Atlanta advances to the finals. We've now lost two bets in a row.
First time all season, I think.
So I'm flipping over to the St. Francis Red Flash v. Alabama State Hornets.
By the way, great nicknames.
Great little nickname battle.
Yeah, in the first four.
Is this coming down to the wire, maybe?
It is.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
62-66 now?
So, ranked by average review rating on Yelp, Google, Facebook, and TripAdvisor, somebody put together 1 through 90, the top and top to bottom venues, Major League Baseball, NFL, and NBA.
Sure.
Okay, so again, this is customer reviews. So, who do you think won it out of all of those?
It's going to be one of the new stadiums. It'll be like U.S. Bank Stadium in Minnesota or... like the new where the Clippers play. What is it? The
Intuit Dome.
Intuit Dome. It'll be something like that. It'll be one of the new ones that's been built in the last couple years.
Wrong.
Fake news. Fenway. Wrigley.
Lambeau Field.
Oh, well, there you go.
Number one.
Okay.
And I've never been to Lambeau, but I've heard great things about Lambeau Field and the experience at Lambeau Field, even though it is old.
Yeah.
PNC Park of the Pirates is number two.
There you go. That was one of the ones that we threw out. That every single year, I hear more and more people that just rave about it. And that, I've seen all the big Major League Baseball stadiums. I haven't seen it. There's no more historic stadiums that I haven't been to. I would say PNC Park is probably the top stadium that I would like to go to that I've yet to see from a Major League Baseball standpoint.
Number three is Camden Yards in Bullmore.
Interesting.
Great park.
It is a great park.
And by the way, that's the one that started the whole, like, stadiums have been built because of Camden Yards than any other. That was the whole start.
Super
of,
successful.
Yeah, of the retro look. I mean, anything from Safeco to PNC, they're all built on the premise of Camden Yards.
Number four is Dynamite. Busch Stadium in St. Louis.
Never been to that one.
It's
that's
wonderful.
That's one I haven't been. I've driven by it, but I have not had a chance to actually go in and see it.
And number five is Oracle Park, where the San Francisco Giants
play. That's right. Yeah, great game day
and
experience.
It's great.
That throws me for a loop because I still think of it as AT&T Park.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can't argue with that. In fact, outside of Wrigley and Fenway, which are just different, I mean, because there's just so much history there, and I haven't obviously been to every Major League Baseball park, the best stadium is Oracle Park. I don't think I've seen a baseball game at a better venue. I have a little soft spot in my heart for Chavez Ravine, but Chavez Ravine, as great as it is not. Like, walking down there, it's easy accessible. You can ride your scooter down there. There's a million different ways to get to it. Right there on the water. Not a bad seat in the house. Dude, Oracle Park is freaking fantastic. That is a gem in that city.
So,
what would be your favorite baseball?
Baseball?
Baseball is better than anything
baseball?
Else.
Okay. I enjoyed Fenway better than Wrigley, even though they're both wonderful.
Yeah.
I love Kansas City's park.
Yeah.
They did a great job with it. Yeah. Petco Park has grown on me over the years.
Yeah, Petco's nice.
I like Chavez Ravine, but it's not number one. I'm trying to think if there's one I missed. I mean, Camden is up there.
Yeah.
Bush is amazing.
But can you go ahead and cut that? I feel like we need that Bush is amazing drop.
Tie game, 31 seconds.
Yeah.
68-68.
Are we going St. Francis on this one? I'm rooting for the Lord.
I think Buck has a bet on this. Who we got, Buck?
I got a money line on Alabama State.
Oh. So who are you rooting for now? You rooting for our boy?
Yeah, I'll
Buckley Brackett.
Well, I was trying to root on the side of the Lord, but
Buckley Brackett's already lost because the Bay Hill lost. Or not Bay Hill.
Oh, there's a lot of things going on here. There's not just one bet out there.
he had a TGL Tuesday.
Like, it's not just one bet.
He had a TGL Tuesday moneyline parlay with the Dodgers this morning, the Bay Club in TGL, who already bit the S, and then Alabama State. And who else is in it?
North Carolina to win.
Yeah, so that bet's dead. Mm. Worst, bottom five. This is, again, every Major League Baseball, NFL, and NBA venue ranked number 1 through 90 based on average review rating on Yelp, Google, Facebook, and TripAdvisor.
Tropicana Field will be the worst.
It is not in the bottom five.
Really?
Does the recently vacated Oakland Coliseum make the
list? Oh, yes. That's good.
Oakland Coliseum is second to last at 89.
Yes, I have seen a couple games there. That is a dump of galactic proportions.
By the way, Tropicana Field is at number 80.
I'm sorry. I need to know who is ranked worse than Tropicana Field. That thing is such a sterile piece of crap. I would rather see a game. I've seen obviously more games at Tropicana than I have anything other than probably in Seattle. But I think I've seen three games at the Oakland Coliseum. And I'm telling you, I will take the Oakland Coliseum and all of its crappery over the Trop.
At least it's outside.
At least it's outside. And there's when you go to a game there, there's almost a lovable feel to it. It's like when you were a kid, did everyone have that one buddy that had like maybe he had a Pinto or he drove his mom's old minivan and it was such a piece of crap.
A nostalgic old haunt.
That it kind of became, it was the lovable loser.
Yeah.
That's
a
little bit of what the Coliseum was. The Tropicana is just, it just sucks. But it doesn't suck bad enough to where it's cooler retro.
So I can tell you that one of the venues that sucks worse than Tropicana Field on this list is in Portland.
Oh, they say Moda Center is
Moda
worse?
Center, 82nd out of 90.
Boy, look, here's my thing. Like, one, it is not worse than Tropicana. Moda Center suffers from two things. One, it might be the worst located ballpark of any stadium I've ever been to. There's no bars. It's hard to get to. There's nothing. It's we have a view of the homeless shelter and the silo. And it is older, but...
Well, that would...
Yeah.
I mean, you're probably getting some reviews on that.
Yeah.
You know, Chase Center, Buck, is 83rd. Why is that? That's where the Warriors play.
I would guess that because it's so new and they really, I mean, everything there is super expensive because of it being new and in the Bay Area. Yeah. My guess is they earn a lot of bad reviews because people don't like how expensive it is, even though it's probably decent for viewing and stuff like that.
I've seen a concert there. I was there for the opening of the Chase Center. Saw the first thing that was there. I thought it was really cool, but again, that was a concert venue. I've never seen a game there.
So
and
the bottom,
it is expensive.
Bottom four, 87, Levi's Stadium, San Francisco, or Niners.
That's a great one. It's new and nice, but there's zero character. It's way the hell out of the way. It's not in a strip mall in
Where
Santa Clara.
Is it? Santa Clara.
Santa Clara, that's and it's near nothing, and it gets too hot.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
The people don't like it.
I had a buddy that went down for the Pac-12 title game when Utah played Washington, and he said it was one of the worst. He just said the whole thing.
I went to an Oregon-Cal game there as well. Your Cal was renovating their stadium.
Said,
it
sucks.
Terrible.
Probably a raucous atmosphere for
it's
that.
It's a $1.2 billion hole in the ground. It's
awful. They absolutely screwed the pooch on that one.
Number 88 surprises me. Allegiant Stadium in Vegas.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
People don't like it.
Again, I wonder if that's the Chase Center thing where it's like everyone thinks it's just too expensive because it's new. I don't know.
I guess, yeah. I mean, if someone hits you up for $200 parking, and it is $200
parking. Remember we saw that $300 pepperoni pizza or whatever it was that they had there?
But it looks really nice.
And Oakland Coliseum 89. You know who's 90? Huh. We're missing one. The worst one on the whole list.
What
venue in sports.
What sport?
NFL.
NFL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, what is an NFL just absolute crap hole? Because most of the NFL stadiums have been torn down and redone. I think almost everyone
not
has
this one.
Who am I missing here? Are we talking Jacksonville? But they had a Super Bowl.
Did you see that buzzer beater?
Does that count? There was a lot going on, and I don't have any sound. That was wild.
They didn't start the clock nearly in time, did
they? So what is going to happen
here? There's 0.7 left, so why wouldn't that count?
But they didn't start it at all.
Because they waited to start the clock forever.
Uh-oh.
Clock operator Aaron Dayton. We got drama.
Oh, boy.
Here, watch this. Okay, so the guy's full court heave. Like
baseball pass.
Christian Laettner style.
Tipped.
The ball bounces around under the basket. Some guy just picks it up in garbage buckets.
I think it's going to count.
For the win.
Oh, my goodness. Except it's...
Alabama State would win.
Well, they put a second on the clock, so St. Francis is going to get a crack to
get a heave at least.
Boy, they got lucky there.
How much time was left when he threw the pass?
3.4. Watch this.
Clock shouldn't start till it touches somebody. So,
right there.
Boom. And then, you know what? That's legit.
It's legit.
My God. I can't believe that went in.
Buckley with a dub.
Dude,
maybe.
That is, no offense to Christian Laettner, that's a more insane play than Laettner's.
It is, yeah.
Holy crap.
Nobody that's like Laettner's meets that Bluegrass City Miracle, that touchdown throw that like bops around and then gets caught in the back of the end zone.
That thing is ridiculous. And that's how you make the tournament. Holy. Now watch Francis hit a... yeah. They got 1 second. They can hit a three here.
God, you got to love the
better
tournament.
Not foul.
I was guessing, is the Dolphins pro player or whatever the hell that thing is down in Miami?
Ooh.
No, that's called Hard Rock Stadium, and it's 62nd on the list.
I'm trying to think. They're trying to redo it right now, and no one wants it. Where the Redskins or the Commanders play.
Can't say that, dude.
I'm sorry. They're still the.
It's okay. Yeah. The Commanders Field, yes, is number 90.
What is that called? Is that still?
It's called Commanders Field.
Commanders Field.
Yeah.
FedEx doesn't want their name on it anymore.
I don't know. Maybe that deal ended.
Yeah. By the way, now that they're good, watch someone step up. But they've been trying to build a new stadium there for years, and no one wants anything to do with it.
So every pro sports venue in the U.S., hockey aside, ranked number 1 through 90. Number 1 is Lambeau Field. The last place is Commanders Field. Some other notables, Lumen Field, Seattle, is number 6.
Huh.
Just missed the top 5.
Really? Well, their home field advantage is now Bubkiss. I don't know if you've seen the numbers, but it used to be one of the toughest places to play, and it's not anymore. But I give Lumen...
It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm surprised it's number 6.
I don't know if I... Yeah, I certainly wouldn't put it near the top of anything, but I think Lumen and T-Mobile, I think, how about this? Those are both solid parks, but I would say T-Mobile better than Lumen.
T-Mobile is number 23.
Okay. I'd That seems more like I flipped those.
Moda Center number...
I've heard really good stuff. I haven't seen one yet about Climate Pledge, though.
And that's where?
That's
Seattle. The new... Yeah.
That's the new... Well, that's hockey, so it wouldn't be on here.
Oh, yeah, I guess they don't have...
They don't have basketball yet, but about. I've heard wonderful things about Climate Pledge.
Yeah, Moda Center number 82. Ah. Terrible. Notables, Fenway number 7, Wrigley number 8, AT&T Stadium in Dallas number 24 out of 90,
yeah.
And Yankee Stadium number 37.
Mm.
Buck, you mentioned the... Clippers Arena, what's it called again?
The Intuit Dome?
Intuit Dome.
Yeah,
it may not be on there because it's too new. I don't know.
Yeah, it might be too new.
Because it just opened this season.
Yeah, people say that thing is crazy. Like, they hit it out of the park.
Oh, yeah. There it is. It's 84th.
This has got to be price related for all of these. With Allegiant, Chase, and this one.
Because these stadiums that they're built are first class.
State of the art. Yeah.
State of the art.
With ownership that really cares. Yeah.
Bitching because of the money.
Yeah, they just...
It's just too expensive.
And I'm sure they just sock you at every single turn. By the way, I'm not trying to be like the alarmist or whatever, but...
Uh-oh.
Well, I mean, so we got Moda Center, which is 82nd. Mm-hmm. Dude, that thing was built in 95.
I know. It's time to get a new one.
Yeah, and I don't...
Or upgrade it.
Well, I don't know what you... I mean...
Isn't it now like the second oldest arena in the league behind MSG?
Yeah, I think it's
right up there.
And it's not a great arena. I just don't know... I mean, the only reason we have that in the first place is because Paul built it. Jody's not building one. We're not selling the team anytime soon. It's just... I don't know. That's always one of those that worries me a bit. Now, I don't think the NBA would ever allow Portland to leave. They saw what a disaster Seattle was, but... Oh, that just... I don't like that feeling of having the worst arena in the league and no owner or a city that's willing to build a new one.
4, 5, 6. There are 7 arenas older than Moda.
Okay.
Boston opened, same time. TD Garden opened at the same time.
Except that's viewed as nice. And
yeah, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, which is in Cleveland, opened that same year. Same as the new United Center.
Yeah.
The oldest, of course, is Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, and that's that's fine.
And the Target Center in Minneapolis was built in 1991.
And I know they've done some stuff to upgrade Moda, and they've tweaked it a little bit. It just...
It sucks.
If you've been to any of the new arenas, then you walk into Moda Center, yeah.
It's bad. It's you know what it's got the feel of now? It's kind of got the old feel when you used to walk into the Coliseum after the bright and shiny... Moda Center.
Yeah, you're like,
eh. You're like, oof.
Yeah.
It feels like that now. Yeah.
If you go see a game somewhere else and you go back and see one in Portland, it certainly has that, ugh. But again, we don't have an owner that's going to do anything. And do you think, push come to shove, gun to their head, even if it meant the Blazers leaving, you really think the city's ponying up any sort of significant money to build a new basketball arena?
No.
I mean,
Blazers just better get it done.
Yeah, it's just not what we do. So you better hope that whenever they sell, you sell to someone that's willing to drop $2 billion on a new stadium, because that's what it'll be.
His name's Phil Knight, and he's on line one.
Oh,
and
let's
I don't
put
know.
Him on.
I don't even know where you build it, to be honest with you, because you can't build one. You can't tear down Moda because there's no place to play while you rebuild it. And I don't know where you would put the new. Maybe you buy Lloyd Center and you put it there. I don't know.
Red Tail. You talked to the Portland Diamond Project.
That's a little... That ship may have sailed. And I'll tell you what. You want to piss some people off. Put the stadium out there.
What about right where the... those hotels are right on the water on I-5, like right on the Columbia?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Right there.
Yeah.
So you get the Vancouverites can jump over and the Portlandites can jump up.
You're going to get a lot of people that'll complain again because you're putting it extreme. I think the one good thing that Moda Center has is that it's kind of centrally located, right?
Well, then put it there and build crap around it.
I just don't know where you'd like. In order to build it, you would have to play at Moda while you build the new one. So it's not feasible to tear down Moda Center and build it right where it's at.
Play at the Coliseum.
Yeah.
It's still up.
That's
for some reason.
It's going to be a new. How about you just tear down the Coliseum?
Tracy Morgan follow-up next on The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.